Greetings and welcome to the First Note. I'm your host, the Cosmic Messenger, and on this show we will travel back in time to listen to the origins of some of your favorite songs. With my co-hosts, Vinny Bag of Donuts from Brooklyn, New York, and Billy Bob Bob from somewhere down in the southern regions of the USA, we will take you on trips on our laid-back, way-back time machine and make many stops along the way to listen to some great versions of your favorite songs. So buckle up. Here we go. Welcome to The First Note, the show that takes you on a journey through time to see the origins of your favorite songs. I'm the Cosmic Messenger, your host, who will guide you on your trip today with my trusted companion, whiskey connoisseur, and gentleman of the South, Billy Bob Bob. So, Billy Bob, we're all wondering, where exactly are you from down south?
Oh, well, dagnabbit. I'm not quite sure. Somewhere's between Pennsylvania and Kentucky.
What? Were you in a hospital? Or are you born in your family home or something?
Well, you see, my mama was on a Greyhound bus somewhere between Pennsylvania and Kentucky. Now, unfortunately, she was just ready to pop. Now, mama, you know, she was no stranger to the fridge. She was about two biscuits shy of 300 pounds or so. And people said if she was an inch taller, she'd be round. I'm sure me being a big fat baby inside that gut of hers didn't help the situation much. Those people on the bus said she was sweating like a pregnant nun in the front row of a church meeting. Anyway, not exactly sure where she squeezed me out. How would I know? My eyes were closed.
You're born on a Greyhound bus. Not a lot of people can say that. You're a real rambling man.
Yeah. So nobody remembers, like I said, exactly where we were, somewhere between Pennsylvania and Kentucky. So I just say I'm from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. You're one of a kind. Thank goodness.
So, partner, what song are we going to be listening to today?
Today we're going to listen to the song House of the Rising Sun.
There is a house in New Orleans. Man, that song's got tons of covers. It's like, anybody know who wrote that?
Well, that's part of our adventure today. The song has several versions under different names, and some are House of the Rising Sun, and nothing in common with this one. And the old song, Rising Sun Blues, seems to be one of the originals. And of course, the Animals made it famous in 1964 with their adaptation as well.
Yeah, you know, but I heard it was an old Appalachian song from Kentucky.
Well, that's right, Billy Bob. The original recordings were made in your old neighborhood, but some musicologists believe that it actually came from an old English pub song from the 1600s and 1700s with stories, well, about houses of ill repute.
I don't really think I lived in a neighborhood or whatever you call that. But anyway, you know, can our time machine go back that far?
I don't really know, Billy Bob. So what we'll do is we'll just focus on the song after it arrives in the USA, and then they change the location to be New Orleans.
I tell you, I'd like to check out a British pub like in the 1700s, but we might never get back. But I guess there's enough houses of ill repute in New Orleans anyway.
Well, I'm glad to see your special interest in the song, Billy Bob. But the song's been recorded from two points of view. The female singer warning others not to end up like her working in a house of ill repute. And then the male version warning of the ills of gambling and warning people not to end up being gamblers.
Yeah, well, there you go. There's two good reasons why they call New Orleans the Big Easy.
Yep. So I thought we would play the Animals 1964 version, and then we'll jump back further in time and listen to some of the earlier versions. So why don't you set the laid-back, way-back time machine to 1964?
Sure, partner. Ready to roll, 1964. Here we come.
Thank you. some.
That was the Animals' 1964 version of The House of the Rising Sun. Now, Billy Bob, get the laid-back, way-back time machine supercharged up, because we're going to head back to 1933 for the first recorded version of Rising Sun Blues.
I thought we were going back to the English pub of the 1600s.
Sorry, Billy Bob, you don't get to listen to any Shakespeare today, but we're going to listen to that original version by Ashley and Foster in 1933, and then the famous version of The Rising Sun by Roy Acuff in 1939.
Destruction has gone, and me, oh God,
the drinks go merry around. We'll drink to the life of a rounder poor boy who goes from town to town. All in this world does a rounder want is a suitcase and a trunk. The only time he satisfied is when he's on the drum. Now, boys, don't believe what a young girl tells you. Let her eyes be blue or brown, unless she's on some skiffle high, saying, boys, I can't come down. I'm going back New Orleans, for my race is almost run, to spend the rest of my wicked life beneath the rising sun.
We just heard Roy Acuff's 1939 version of Rising Sun, and previous the original recording of Rising Sun Blues in 1933 by Ashley and Foster.
You know, those two guitar pickers, Ashley and Foster, you know, their band was called the Carolina Tar Heels.
Like the University of North Carolina?
That's right. talk about traditions. My papa was born in North Carolina. I digress a little bit, but he was born in a tiny little town called Spencer, which is right outside of Salisbury. Just so you know, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, I probably have to Google that to find that. Is it still there?
Last I heard, I don't know. It's hard. I don't even know how I'd even get back there. I don't even know where it is on the map. It's probably somewhere in the United States. I have no idea.
Okay. But where does the name Tar Heel come from? I always wondered about that.
Well, back yonder, I don't know, 200-300 years ago, North Carolina had a lot of pine trees, and they made, you know, they made tar and turpentine.
So why Tar Heels?
I don't know. Maybe somebody stepped in it. They made killer moonshine too. That's why their music is so good.
Okay. Well, there's no moonshine for you while you're driving the time machine there, Billy Bob. But you are right. There were many, many great bluegrass versions of that song recorded in the 1930s and 1940s. And later, Pete Seeger and Bob Dylan, even Dolly Parton sang it.
Oh, you say Dolly Parton? Oh my God, I'll take her from 9 to 5 any day. But please, no versions of, you know, from The Voice.
Too much for me. So no worries. We won't play any of that. But we got a lot of great versions to listen to. So here's a bluesy Joanne Miller version from 1958. That was Joanne Miller's 1958 version of The House of the Rising Sun.
Another great Southern belle.
Well, you're right there, but I think we're going to let a few New Yorkers in on the show, too. So here's Joan Baez in her 1960 cover.
There is a house If I had listened to what my mother said, I'd have been at home today. But I was young and foolish. Oh God, let a rambler lead me astray. Go tell my baby sister, don't do what I have done, but shun that house in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun.
That was Joan Baez, 1960 version of House of the Rising Sun.
Oh, man, Joan Baez. I'll tell you something right now. That voice of hers, she hits those notes, and one of my hearing aids fell out.
What'd you say? Well, anyway, Nina Simone recorded it in 1961.
Oh, man, let's hear it.
In New Orleans, they call it the Rising Sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor girl, and me, oh God. If I had only listened to what my mama said, I'd be at home today. But being so young and foolish, my Lord, let a gambling lead me astray. Somebody go get my baby sister. but shun that house in New Orleans. They call it the Rise of Food. Well, I'm going back to New Orleans. My race is almost won. Yes, I'm going back to spend my life beneath the
That was Nina Simone singing The House of the Rising Sun in 1961, live at the Village Gate in Greenwich Village, New York City.
Hell, man, Bleecker Street. Vinny Bag of Donuts told me about that place. So many great versions before the Animals.
Yep, and a year later, in 1962, Bob Dylan recorded it.
There is a house down in New Orleans. They call the Rising Sun, and it's been the ruin of many poor girls and me. Oh God, I'm a one. My mother was a tailor. She sewed these new blue jeans. My sweetheart was a gambler, Lord, down in New Orleans. Now the only thing a gambler needs is a suitcase and a trunk, and the only time he's satisfied is when he's on a drunk. Fills his glasses up to the brim, and he'll pass the cards around, and the only pleasure he gets out of life is rambling from town to town. Oh, tell my baby sister not to do what I have done, but shun that house in New Orleans.
Well, it's 1 foot on the platform and the other foot on the train. I'm going back to New Orleans to wear that ball and chain. I'm going back to New Orleans. My race is almost run. I'm going back to end my life down in the rising sun. They call the rising sun. It's been a ruin of many poor girls and me. Oh God, I'm a one.
That was Bob Dylan's 1962 version of House of the Rising Sun.
I remember now, Dylan borrowed Dave Van Ronk's arrangement.
That's the common story, and Van Ronk didn't record it until after The Animals. But now, I got a real treat for you there, Billy Bob. Something that'll really get your blood rushing.
Some Kentucky bourbon?
No, you booze hound. It's Joni Mitchell's first recording ever. And it was recently discovered in a Canadian DJ's basement.
Amazing. What song was that?
Our song, House of the Rising Sun. She sang it in 1963 when she was only 20 years old.
Put it on.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor girl and me, oh God, for one. If I had listened to what my mama said, I'd be at home today. But I was young and foolish, poor girl, let a gambler lead me astray. My mother, she is a tailor. She sews those old blue jeans. My father, he's a gambling man, drinks down sister, not to do as I have done. You shun that house in New Orleans. They call it the Rising Sun. Well, I'm going back. My race is on. foot is on the platform and the other one's on the train. I'm going to spend the rest of my days wearing that ball and chain.
That was Joni Mitchell's first ever recording from 1963. And here's another lovely version the next year in 64 with Marianne Faithfull.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call it the Rising Sun. And it's been the ruin of many poor girl and me, oh God, I'm one. There is a house in you. Listen to what my mother said. I'd have been at home today, but I was young and foolish. Oh God, let a rambler lead me astray. My baby sister, don't do what I have done. Go shun that house in New Orleans. They call it Rising Sun. The Rising Sun.
That was Marianne Faithfull's 1964 version of House of the Rising Sun.
There must have been like 100 covers right after the Animals. Every garage band did it too.
Yep, I remember every high school dance. They all sounded equally bad. But here's a jazzy version by UK jazz singer Joy Marshall, 1965.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many a young girl. And God, I know I'm one. Oh, mother, tell your children now not to do what I have done. Misery in the house of the rising sun. Well, I've got one foot on the platform now, the other's on the train. I'm going back to New Orleans to live that life again.
That was UK jazz singer's Joy Marshall's version of House of the Rising Sun in 1965.
I thought like Frigid Pink made a big hit of it. But frankly, I have no idea where they got that name. It just don't make sense to me. But anyway, I think they made a hit.
Yeah, they did. And they were kind of the first people that turned it into kind of, you know, heavy rock or acid rock. So let's listen to 1970, Frigid Pink. We'll be right back. That was Frigid Pink's hit version of The House of the Rising Sun, which made the top 10 in 1970. And the 70s even saw some disco versions.
Holy mackerel. Frigid Pink, that's a loud band. I'll tell you something. Hold on a minute. Yep, just what I thought. Some of my denture just fell out.
Anyway, how about we jump to 1990 with Tracy Chapman?
Now, here we go. Now, that's a much better idea.
There's a house in New Orleans called the Rising Sun. It's been the room of many poor girls. Feel God, I'm one. My mother, she's a tailor. She sews those new blue jeans. My father, he's a gambling man down in New Orleans. The only thing a gambler needs. And a trunk. The only time he's ever satisfied is when he's on a drum. I got one foot on the platform, other foot on a train. Ball and chain. Mothers tell children, don't do as I have done. Don't spend your life in sin and misery. House of the Rising Sun. There is a house in New Orleans, they call the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many poor girls, but feel God I'm one. Feel God I'm one.
That was Tracy Chapman in 1990 singing House of the Rising Sun.
You know, I want to, can we get another like countrified version of that, partner?
How about Doc Watson?
Well, there's another good Carolina boy. Bring it on.
Down in New Orleans, they call the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor boy and me. Oh God, I'm one. Mama, she worked for a tailor man. She sold all my new blue jeans. And my daddy was a gambling man in the town of old New Orleans. Shuffle them cartridges. Is a suitcase or a trunk, and the only time he's ever satisfied is when he's on a drum. Boys, fill up your glasses right to the brim, let the drinks flow merrily round. We'll drink to the health of a rounder poor boy who rambles from town to town. Now, fellas, don't believe what a bad woman tells you, for her eyes be blue or brown. Unless she's standing on some old scaffold high, sin, fellas, they won't let me come down. tell my youngest brother not to do the awful things that I've done, and to shun that old house down in New Orleans that they call the Rising Sun. Soon they'll take me back down to New Orleans to face all the crimes that I've done. Then they'll tie me to an old ball and chain until my earthly race is run.
That was Doc and Richard Watson's version of The House of the Rising Sun in 1999.
Sweet honey to my ears.
Well, Billy Bob, the laid-back, way-back time machine is almost out of gas, so I think it's time to head home. We hope you enjoyed our show today and our journey through time to listen to the history of the song, House of the Rising Sun. Join us on our next adventure of The First Note, coming soon. Okay, Billy Bob, get that time machine set for home. I'm kind of thirsty after all that traveling through time.
All right, on our way home and some Kentucky bourbon coming up.